Good Thursday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook Flash Briefing, brought to you by Stop the Hit Coalition. Donald Trump is bragging about bringing jobs back to the U.S. again, with Sprint planning to add 5,000 jobs. But as our colleague Tony Rome reports, Sprint confirmed that the jobs are part of a previously disclosed announcement by SoftBank. First in Playbook this morning, Ross Worthington, a veteran from Newt Gingrich world, is joining the White House as a speechwriter. Trump is making a last-minute push to add a Hispanic to his cabinet. Trump has been meeting with potential job candidates and asking for recruiting help. Meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi is holding a Democratic caucus conference call today. She already sent a Dear Colleague letter accusing Republicans of attempting a power grab to limit free speech on the House floor with their new rules package. Republicans' proposed changes would give the sergeant at arms the power to punish members for taking pictures or video on the House floor by deducting up to $2,500 from lawmakers' paychecks. Missouri Republican Diane Black is set to replace Georgia Rep. Tom Price as budget chairman. And some sad news, Debbie Reynolds, longtime Hollywood actress, passed away just a day after her daughter Carrie Fisher died. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.